This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending October 11th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 247.67, which was a whopping $9.35 higher than the previous week. Each day was better all week long, which was quite an improvement from the previous week. There were 890 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was almost 200 loads less than the previous week, and it was about 13% of the total loads sold during the week. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at 243.48, and that was $4.77 higher. The total reported box beef volume was 6,641 loads, which was 307 loads less than the previous week, but good volume again, especially when you add those previous outfront sales from about a month ago. The exports, they were at 635 loads, which was 115 loads less than last week, and continues to show the influence of the increasing value of the dollar compared to a couple of months ago. When we jump the prices like we have this week, plus increase the value of the dollar, that has a tendency to slow the exports down a little bit. The formula sales were at 3,507 loads, which was about the same as last week, but about 53% of the total loads sold. Once again, as prices jump and other types of sales drop off in volume, the formula sales hold their own and increase as a percentage of the total sales. The outfront sales were almost exactly the same, and they were at 880 loads. However, the big news once again was the fact that packers are still honoring those previous outfront sales that were made about a month ago, and they were quite a bit above the current levels. The cow cutout was $1.36 higher, and those 90% trimmings were about $1.50 higher. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $2 to $4 higher on those live prices, and the dress prices were $6 to $8 higher at $2.58 to $2.60. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds heavier at 1306, which compared to only 1280 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending September 27th jumped quite a bit. It was 6 pounds heavier at 893 pounds, which would be a new all-time record high. This is quite a bit above the previous year, which was 867 pounds last year, and the five-year average was 863 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week at almost $13, which would be about a dollar higher compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.